All right, we have some serious breaking news that we need to bring more attention to. All indicators are pointing towards an illegal escalatory war being launched against the country of Venezuela over the next few weeks, potentially days, potentially 48 hours. We don't know exactly when, but again, every signal points towards potential airstrikes coming from the United States, coming illegally from the No New Wars administration, which is obviously laughable. But a lot of inside chatter, some advisors have told me that the hawks in the administration are likely pushing Trump, people like Marco Rubio or the Heritage Foundation crowd. They're likely pushing Trump to use these attacks as a pretext to try to topple the Maduro regime. Trump has been calling Maduro, you know, a drug dealer. A lot of nasty names lately. I believe a criminal, which is ironic coming from Donald Trump. And then we get this reporting. The Trump administration has made the decision to attack military installations inside Venezuela, and the strikes could come at any moment. Sources with knowledge of the situation told the Miami Herald as the U.S. prepares to initiate the next stage of its campaign against the Sol's drug cartel. But the question is this campaign against the quote-unquote drug cartel just a pretext to do this? Bomb Maduro hard enough that he either flees in fear or his own generals overthrow him or the entire government just topples? We've seen this time and time again. But the unfortunate reality is the American public, for some reason, thinks Trump is different, or they thought Trump was different when they were voting him in than the previous hawkish presidents. I mean, we're unlikely to see U.S. troops go boots on the ground, but still, striking, airstrikes are insane. And just check this out. Read this. As of this morning, October 31st, which is when I'm recording this video, by the way, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below and drop a like. Make sure you drop a like for the timely news. But as of this morning, October 31st, the USS Gerald R. Ford is still loitering in the Ionian Sea off the coast of Italy, waiting to link up with the remainder of the carrier Strike Group 12, currently deployed to the Mediterranean Sea. Once most of the ships are together, the Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group will begin its two-week or longer journey towards the Caribbean, likely arriving between November 12th and November 17th. Now, again, it's unlikely we see troops on the ground, but we do see the mobilization of some of our fleets. This says, as military action against Venezuela looms, the U.S. just closed a swath of airspace off the coast of Puerto Rico, designating it, quote, national defense airspace. The closure is adjacent to Jose Aponte de la Torre Airport, home to a significant deployment of forces. This is coming from accounts online. Here's Rand Paul, who's one of the more clear-headed Republicans, you know, I guess more libertarian. I don't know. He's pointing out what's going on here.
Number one, there is no fentanyl made in Venezuela. Not just a little bit. There's none being made in Venezuela. These are outboard boats that, in order for them to get to Miami, would have to stop and refuel 20 times. They're in all likely going to Trinidad and Tobago, which is an island right off of the coast of Venezuela. So there's a lot of reasons to be worried about this. But number one is the broader principle of when can you kill people indiscriminately? When you're at war. That's why when we declare war, it's supposed to be done by Congress. It's supposed to be thoughtful. It's supposed to be debated. And we're not supposed to do it willy-nilly. And then when you have war, you just kill people in the war zone. And even then, there are rules of engagement. But interdicting drugs has always been a criminal activity and a criminal anti-crime sort of activity where we don't just summarily execute people. We actually present evidence and convict them.
And see, that's part of the problem. This is illegal on multiple fronts. First of all, there was a massive due process problem that was popping up as we were striking these ships. And, you know, I'm going to read some of the polling on this in just 1 second, but I was even seeing some of my more apolitical friends. You know, when this breaks through to apolitical friends, that's when the Trump admin is messing up. Like, for example, with the deportations, I have friends that don't really pay attention to politics posting anti-ICE stuff. So that is an issue that really resonates, and it's really important, and it's manifesting in our daily lives. I also have friends that that are posting about Trump potentially starting wars or sending me stuff like, hey, are we actually about to go to war? Meaning this is breaking through. This is incredibly serious because it's illegal for a few reasons. You can't just strike boats with no due process, no mechanism to check whether these people are innocent, whether these people are guilty. They are guilty before proven innocent, or they are dead before proven guilty, if any of that makes sense. We are striking people unilaterally. And the second problem, the second illegality from it, is that none of this has congressional authorization. The administration is briefing Republican leadership far more than Democrats, which, number one, violates a lot of basic oversight law. Democrats are left in the dark, and Republicans have this knowledge, but they're wrapped around Donald Trump's thumb to such an extent where they're not going to push back. So the legal authority that we then have to rely on is congressional authority, like the authorization for the use of military force, which comes when you want to hunt terrorists abroad. And we are not seeing any of that. We are not seeing any authorization. We are seeing Donald Trump unilaterally doing this. So the same Republican Party that we see, number one, calling themselves the anti-war party, is not anti-war. I hate how Donald Trump is actually pretty savvy, and people are going to get mad that I use the word savvy or that I try to, you know, I'm just calling it like it is. He's good at branding. He's good at the marketing, the announcements to the general public that convinces Americans he's winning. Here's this asymmetry that I see. Donald Trump will make an announcement and try to say it's a win, but then it'll fall through in the coming weeks. Like the latest ceasefire, people were putting him on magazine covers and it broke 3 days later. So all of the wins, quote unquote wins, get covered. The asymmetry is that Democrats never actually talk about our good things, our announcements. Biden didn't really talk about his infrastructure bill. He didn't talk about how amazing all of the stuff he passed through Congress was. We only got, you know, the backlash of the Afghanistan withdrawal, the backlash of the economy, without any of the actual good announcements. There's a fundamental asymmetry. And the point that I was making is that Trump has successfully branded himself as the anti-war dude. He's not anti-war. The Republican Party screamed about tyranny for the past 4 years. This is tyranny. When there is no limit on presidential power, no limit on using the military as a, I don't know what, campaign tool or doing rallies in front of it or a tool to launch illegal wars, then that's tyranny. The U.S. Navy deployment near Venezuela has become even less popular in the past month. As more Americans are learning about this, YouGov surveys are showing that they're not cool with it. As I was saying earlier, this is breaking through. Approval of U.S. Navy's presence around Venezuela has fallen since September. Since September, the YouGov last polled Americans about military actions around Venezuela. Support for the Navy's presence has declined. In September, American views were evenly divided. 36 strongly approved, 38 disapproved. Today, the share who approve has fallen to 30%, and the share who disapprove has little changed at 37%. The greatest change in opinion has occurred among Republicans. While the majority of Republicans approve of the military presence, the share who say they approve has fallen to 58% from 68%. The share who disapprove has grown. People are disapproving this more and more and more. Right here, quote, people were very frustrated. GOP's Turner criticizes Venezuela boat briefing. This is one of the briefings. Mike Turner said lawmakers were very frustrated with a bipartisan House classified briefing Thursday on the U.S. military strikes against the alleged drug trafficking boats. Turner, who attended the members-only House Armed Services Committee, confirmed that Defense Department lawyers who were set to explain the legal rationale the administration is using to strike the vessels were not in the room. One more time. The Defense Department lawyers who were supposed to explain the legal rationale were not in the room. Quote, people were very frustrated in the information that was being provided. It was a bipartisan briefing, but people were not happy with the level of information that was provided, and certainly the level of legal justification that was provided, or I guess more accurately, not provided. House Democrats who attended the briefing on the strikes against the alleged drug smuggling boats were not satisfied with the answers they received either. No strategy, no end game, no assessment of how they're going to end the flow of drugs, said Representative Jason Crow, but just another endless war. I'm going to leave it there. It's not a question of what happens in Venezuela. Of course, we want to stop the flow of drugs into the United States, but it's whether or not America is recognizing the rule of law, not going into endless wars, not bombing a foreign nation on flimsy legal grounds, et cetera, et cetera. If you appreciate these videos, double check to make sure you're subscribed. I love you all. Drop a blue heart if you made it this far, and peace out.